Hi, my name is Kelsey Chisholm, and welcome to the Whatever Hour. For today's topic, I will be discussing the narrative of Frederick Douglass. Okay, so basically, Frederick Douglass was born into slavery around 1817 or 1818. He didn't know the exact date of his birthday, like many other slaves, and he was separated from his mother shortly after he was born, and his father is most likely her former master, which was Captain Anthony. He stayed with Captain Anthony though, and they stayed on this really big plantation called Great House Farm, I think, and Everybody, all of his masters were under Colonel Lloyd's name, basically. So once he, so soon he moved to Baltimore, right? And he was given to Hugh Auld, who was also under Colonel Lloyd, and he was Captain Anthony's brother-in-law. So Sophia Auld, Sophia Auld and Hugh Auld never had slaves before, and so she was nice to Douglass at first and taught him how to read and write, and well, taught him how to read. And her husband Hugh Auld stops him, saying that education makes slaves unmanageable. And by unmanageable, I believe he means, like, once they learn how to read and write, they'll know all of the, all about the, abolitionists and the, anti-slavery acts, and which Douglass soon found out about. So, yeah. So, she stopped teaching him and became mean towards him, but he, got help from local boys. So he was then sent back to, so after the death of Captain Anthony, he was then sent back to serve with Thomas Auld, but since Douglass knew about the anti-slavery acts, he felt like there was still a chance. So I guess he was like, in a way, he felt more confident about getting free. And so then Auld considered Douglass unmanageable and sent him to Edward Cavoy, who was known for breaking slaves. So he basically, in the first like 6 months of him being there, he mentally and physically made him exhausted because at one point he didn't even want to read or learn how to do anything. He didn't even have hope that he would be free. But then the turning point comes when Douglass fights back Cavoy, and after the fight, Cavoy never touched Douglass again. After his year with Cavoy was over, he was rented to William Freeland for 2 years. He was fairer, but Douglass tried to escape from there too. Not escape, but he was sent to learn the trade of ship cooking in Baltimore. The whites felt very threatened by the free blacks. He wasn't free because he gave all of his earnings to William Freeland, but they felt threatened by the blacks taking over their jobs. So Douglass happened. He soon learned, like, the trade of clocking, and soon he earned, like, the highest wage possible, and so I guess that made everybody else do that. But eventually, Douglas received permission from Hugh Auld to hire out his extra time. He saved money to escape to New York, and he refrains from describing the details of his escape, but basically he... I'm guessing he forged somebody's signature. And since nobody knew that slaves knew how to read or write, they just went along with it. That's what I'm guessing. So, growing up, he was like very, I'm sorry. Growing up, he was just like, you know, he was Frederick Douglass, you know? He was very intrigued by reading, and he, was very hopeful about being able to escape slavery. How he felt about education. He felt that if he never got an education, then he wouldn't be where he is today at this point. So if Sophia Auld never introduced him to reading, then he would never be an orator, a writer, all those things that he is today. After he escaped, he was engaged with the abolitionist movement as both a writer and an orator. He played a very great role in helping free the slaves, because he was able to say what the slaves needed to hear, and he knew he could. It's a pathos, appeal to emotions well with the slaves and empathize with them, because he was once in their shoes too, but he was just free once he got to the North. So, he's important for, the important role he played in society, in my opinion, is, his view on education. He feels like everybody should be equipped with an education, and, I believe that is true also, to a certain extent. Like, he believes that in order to go further than where you are now at that point, you need to have an education. Like, you need to know how to read or write, and you need to grow up basically with an education, or else you won't be able to really do anything. I mean, there some can argue about that, but that's my opinion also. So, because even if you're, even if you're like the most famous person in the world and you don't, but you don't have an education, you can easily like flip-flop, go down, all of this stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you can sign something that you don't even know what you sign it, and you're gonna be gone. Okay, let me stop. Okay, so, I also believe that he played a really great role in society, because he was basically known to never give up. Even at his lowest point when he was with Edward Cavoy, he never gave up hope. I mean, he did give up. He was at his lowest point, but then, like, something snapped in him, and, like, when he fought back, it's like everything just, like, came rushing back to him. And once he was able to fully recover from his wounds that Edward Cavoy would make on him, then he was able to strengthen himself and become better than who he was before, basically. He, like, how he was able to intimidate the white workers in the ship caulking plant, I think, trading thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna laugh when you hear this. Okay. So, and he's important for everybody in society to know today. Because slavery should never be forgotten, honestly. And I feel like he played a very important role in slavery. And he taught, like, he even taught other slaves, like, during his time with Freeland, I think, how to read and write. And, like, if those slaves never knew all of that, then they would have lost hope, too. So I feel like he likes to, like, pass around hope that slaves would be free at some point, and at some point that happened. So slavery should never be forgotten. And when people look back at that point in America's history today, they'll automatically think of Frederick Douglass or Harriet Tubman or Sojourner Truth or somebody. But Frederick Douglass is one of the people that should never be forgotten when it comes to slavery. He was important. He was a really important figure in education also for slaves and blacks. And he really helped a lot with blacks gaining their black people. I'm sorry. With African Americans gaining their gaining their education. And he really, the people that he taught could have passed those like skills down to their grandchildren, their children, their grandchildren's children, and all that. And it would have all been because of that man right there, because he changed the values of education in slavery at that period in time, basically. So in conclusion, yeah, he was a really great person when it came to education. Yeah, he was he was a very great person when it came to education, and he's an important role in slavery, and he really brought out a better side, and not a better side, you know what I mean. He really brought out like his truth in how he had hope that slavery would end with the help of education. So yeah, my nephew just started crying, so I'm about to just end this video right here. But that was my conclusion, by the way, so yeah.